Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello everybody, welcome to Our Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello Scott.
Josh, my friend, breaking news from the Sony camp. Turns out the PSVR 2 is real, which kind of goes against the general idea of the general sentiment they've had out for the last few months, including the PlayStation 5's launch, where you had to send away for a separate cable from Sony to be able to plug in the PlayStation VR. And games like No Man's Sky, you know, they were shipping separate PlayStation 4 versions alongside the PS5 one to let you get access to the VR functionality. But the Sony updated their blog, they put a tweet out and stuff saying PSVR 2 is real. There aren't any images of it, which kind of sucks. There's no video, there's no stuff to sort of get your teeth stuck into, but they did put some details out in the blog itself, saying the PSVR 2 is a next-gen VR system that enhances everything from resolution and field of view to tracking and input. Obviously, you know, I guess they're going to make some meaningful upgrade to the PlayStation VR to maybe get closer to like the Vive or whatever else. It also says that it will connect to PS5 with a single cord to simplify setup and improve ease of use while enabling a high-fidelity visual experience. That, though, means it ain't wireless, which is something that I was kind of hoping for.
Yeah, true. I mean, wireless is preferred, but I think with the PSVR... Mm. Sorry, I've got hair all over my mouth. I had to completely change, just as a quick aside to the people who watched the other news video. I dropped tomato juice all over myself, which is why I'm in a completely different outfit. But yeah, going back to the wireless thing, obviously... They wouldn't have known, but, you know, you got to be honest, got to confess.
It's true.
Obviously, we would prefer wireless, but that will drive the price up. And when it comes to the PlayStation VR, it's always hit that cool sweet spot of being pretty powerful, but definitely not being the highest-end VR system you can get. And to me, that's good because it gives people like me an entry point into the world of virtual reality. You know, I would never have perhaps entered this world if I only had the Vive or the Oculus or whatever to choose from, because the price point to get that hardware, to get that kit alongside a PC that can play it is like ridiculous. So the fact that it's not wireless is kind of sucks, but the fact that it's only going to be one wire is a huge improvement, because the reason I don't play the PlayStation VR as much as I want to is because it's just a mess of wires that get tangled, that look awful when it's in my living room, and to streamline that at least a little bit is a huge plus, in my opinion.
Yeah. The other thing that they throw out that's the sort of brand new big detail is that it's going to have completely new controllers. The PSVR notoriously reused the PlayStation Move controllers, the weird black TV remote with the ice cream dollop on top of it, which just always felt like they were... It's a genius business move on their part to be like, we've got all this stock from the PlayStation Move, we should really do something with it, tie that into the PlayStation VR thing. They get to tick the box of whether VR is a viable thing to do in the future. And assumedly the PSVR 2 will actually be like the full, proper, pristine version of VR that they now know is worth doing, because they have... Yeah. I guess some sales on the original PSVR. So the new controller will apparently incorporate some of the key features found in the DualSense alongside a focus on greater ergonomics, which makes me think that it'll have to be haptic feedback stuff.
Yeah.
Just full on squeezing the triggers, climbing things, different sort of tensions that'll be put into triggers and things like that. What's your initial reaction to haptic VR? It's kind of terrifying.
It really is. You know, I think there were some patents that were leaked a few weeks, if not months ago, that were suggesting that they were going to implement like these features like haptics into the headset as well as the controls. But the controls are a big thing, man, because while, like you said, incorporating the Move controllers into the first PSVR was a genius get-rich-quick scheme. Like, these crappy things that nobody liked that were selling for, like, £5 were suddenly £80 a piece that I had to shell out
so
for.
Rare.
But yeah, they were very much, like you said, a proof of concept more than anything, and they had a lot of limitations. So to see that get overhauled alongside the improvements that Sony has obviously learned from the PlayStation 5 and the DualSense in particular, like, that's appealing, man. Like, that's going to add an extra level of immersion to the whole experience and a level of control to the overall experience, because the thing with the Move controllers is that they have quite limited range. You know, you can only access so many of your fingers, for instance. You don't have any analog sticks, so you can't move, you know, via the sticks or anything. That will hopefully all be lifted in favor of more expansive and just more immersive games, at least in my opinion.
The thing that I think, because it's been kind of fascinating watching VR like unfold, like all the initial sort of responses to all the tests of like people sort of having like motion sickness, which you can obviously still get, it still affects a portion of the population. But the advances in VR over time, it feels like a lot of companies have kind of settled on like, you know, kind of like a full hand controller, like you've sort of got like a bar that you hold onto and it tracks like individual digits. And I would hope that they go down that route, because for me, like, as much as I, you know, I have a PSVR, I got it for No Man's Sky. And the general sort of like feeling that I get for some of it when you look to the likes of the Vive is that they kind of, it's not a, but it is like a, it's a budget headset compared to those other ones. You know, and that whole idea of like the tracking system just being like a set of lights that are on the headset as opposed to something way more in depth. You know, kind of just, it made me just feel like, oh, I'm getting this like budget version of what VR should be. And I kind of wonder how much that got in the way of VR being fully embraced overall. But I would think that, you know, they do, hopefully they go all out with like a finger digit based controller, a fully like deluxe headset, maybe with an external camera so you can see where you're standing in like real space as opposed to like being stuck in VR all the time. In terms of games, do you think, because the big question, at least in amongst our circles, is do you think Half-Life Alyx will come to this system? Like, is that going to be something that they launch with to be like, this is what this thing can do?
Well, it's so funny, and not to spoil an upcoming Chatty Faces, but we filmed one of those this morning and Rich Hudson was talking about the potential of a PlayStation VR 2 and Half-Life Alyx coming to it. And I think, yeah, you do have to get those games, because while a lot of titles have been ported to the PSVR that are really good on other VR systems, a lot of them have come with limitations or they haven't transferred quite as well as they perhaps should. So you would, in my opinion, if we're going to get a second edition that has added horsepower, that is making these improvements, you'd want to see these games added to the library, you know what I mean? Half-Life Alyx, by all accounts, is, you know, the VR game. It's the thing that pushes the whole medium forward. And if we get a second iteration of Sony's console that can't support it or play it properly, that would be disappointing, because although it is a budget kind of entry point into the entire world, with this second go around, I do think they can perhaps increase the price a little bit, because there's a huge gulf between the price of PlayStation VR right now and the high-end VR systems that can play something like Alyx flawlessly, you know what I mean? So I do think there's scope, especially in an era now where Sony's clearly embracing more power in the PlayStation 5 that launched at a price point, you know, above the PlayStation 4. So presumably the PSVR with all of these improvements will launch a bit higher, but I think that trade-off ultimately is worth it if we get a more future-proofed headset, you know?
The thing that's really weird is that I, like, as much as I just mentioned before about like PSVR not catching on, like, and how it kind of, it feels like once you get it, it feel, and you compare it to like other sort of headsets and stuff, it is this entry-level version of VR. The biggest sort of assumption with why VR sales weren't sky high was always that, it was always that thing of like, yeah, everyone has that friend who, for me, it was you going like, PSVR is brilliant, you should get it. And unless someone has that recommendation, it's so hard to sell VR. Like, you need to literally try it. And like go into like a store for, go into a store and then try on like a demo unit or something. I guess, like, do you even see them like changing their approach? Like, because VR is this niche thing, like it's not become like a massive mainstream thing. It's just something that, you know, diehard gaming fans sort of get into. It's not like every other person has a PSVR or a VR headset at all.
It's true. I think they will have to change their approach in a way. And I think we are getting to the point where, you know, a lot of games were just hard to sell off camera before, because like you said, you can't really accurately convey what it's like to play them. But we are getting, you know, games that look better in these off-screen modes, so you can kind of sell the experience a little bit more. But ultimately, it is something you kind of have to try. Like, I genuinely think, like, years after I picked up the PlayStation VR, that VR in general is like the next step in gaming. It's the biggest revolution we've had in such a long time. And I do think it's more than just a gimmick. It's more than just a fad. And I think ultimately, whether it's 5 years or 10 years or 20 years or whatever, this will be as entrenched as kind of consoles are right now, because the tech is genuinely so good and the tech has so much potential to transform how we play games. It's just how quickly it's going to come, whether or not the PlayStation VR 2 or whatever will be enough to get the mainstream in, or whether we're still years away from kind of like mass adoption and recognizing it as part of the home entertainment kind of sphere, you know?
Well, that's kind of my thing. I'm still super skeptical about it. Like, I see it as this sort of luxury purchase, this one-off thing, yeah. This sort of like this, it is this niche product to me, because it is so isolating wearing it. If you're in a, I just think it feels isolating when you're wearing it. I don't think, because as much as it is a massive innovation, my nearest comparison would be the analog stick, but then we had games that fundamentally didn't work unless you had analog sticks, like in terms of camera control and movement at the same time, or dual aiming setups or whatever. And yeah. So very few games are made for VR that only work in VR. Like, you need something that takes advantage of like manual perspectives, or like maybe aiming in two places at once or something, at least in regards to like the bigger titles, like the ones that are really turning heads on console, like, you know, it's Blood and Truth, which could be like a first person shooter campaign. Like, it's, I don't know, there's just, it needs like those titles where you sort of look at it and go, oh my god, I need this tech to play this. Yeah. And I feel like they need so many more of them to actually kind of convince like your average consumer to splash out half a grand to then sort of play something that they wouldn't be able to just go, ah, that's kind of just another first-person shooter or another shooting gallery or something like that.
Yeah, you're right. I think we need more games. But to me, like, them committing at all to making this next-gen headset is them committing to pushing more of these games out. You know, we're getting, we get more things like Half-Life, Alex, and we get more innovations within like the titles that are being released and more focus on them, then I think we'll have those experiences that we can hold up and be like, look, you can't do this on console. And if you can, it's not going to be anywhere near as good, because you can't do X, Y, and Z. You can't be immersed in the same way. You can't interact with the world the same way you can in, you know, virtual reality. And I feel like we have a smattering of those right now, like you said, but it is building steam. I don't think it's kind of just languishing anymore, because I feel like every year there's a big title that comes out that makes you think, right, this is it. This is a big improvement. This is not just a 2-hour proof of concept anymore. This is a proper 15-hour fleshed out experience that works from beginning to end and is good from beginning to end, you know?
I think for me, it's like the proof, like, I would be so with you if Half-Life Alyx had sold insane numbers, but like, there was that whole graph of people that watched it on Twitch versus those who picked it up in real life. And it's like, I mean, everyone, like Rich and Osley both said that, you know, like Half-Life Alyx is this phenomenal thing and you can't interact with every part of it. And like, that's the next level of interaction in a 3D space and everything. But I just like, yeah, I'm still waiting. I'm Mr. Cautious, I'm Mr. Cynical. I've already bought in. I mean, if No Man's Sky does a PSVR 2 update, I'll be right there sitting there at midnight, but it depends you know what else they sort of put out to support it. But let us know what you think down in the comments below of the idea of a PSVR 2. Would you pick one up? What do you think of virtual reality gaming in general right now? For now, I've been Scott from I've been Scott from whatculture.com.
I've been Josh from whatculture.com.
I will catch you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.